Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. And what a welcome to all those who are following us through television, radio, or the internet. Welcome to you all. As we gather on this fourth Sunday of the Advent season, we're reminded in the readings today that God is with us. May we be aware throughout this coming week that God is indeed with us, that we make ourselves present to Him as well. To prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David. Is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. It is he who set it on the seas, on the rivers he made it firm. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The clean of hands and pure of heart, whose soul is not set on vain things. Let the Lord enter, he is King. Blessings from the Lord shall he receive, and right reward for the God who saves him. Such are the people who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Let the Lord
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
And shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him
Emmanuel. Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Before they came together, Mary was found with child. this statement, if it's uttered in today's society, it's not a shocking statement at all, because it is a common thing that happens now where people, couples have children before they married. But during Mary's time, and even in our society 50 years ago, it would have been a very shocking statement. Before they came together, Mary was found with child. My father passed away 36 years ago. My mother is still alive, and I try to find out things about her and my dad as she gets older and about to perhaps join my father soon. So I asked him, "Mom, how did you meet Dad?" And said, "Actually, I never met your dad before I married him." I said, "Really?" I said, "Well, what happened?" I said, "Well, ours, back then, parents would arrange the marriage for their children. And although they tried to see each other before they married, but they couldn't. It was impossible. And so they have the parents get together with the matchmaker, and they agree that they should be married, and that was it. And until the day that she got into the church with 24 other couples, and after the priest announced the man and wife, and they took off the veil, and Dad breathed a sigh of relief that she didn't have any deformities, because they didn't know each other. They never saw each other. Such was the case of Mary and Joseph as well. In the Jewish tradition, the marriage stage has three different stages. The first was one we call the engagement, where the parents of both sides would get together, and then they perhaps agreed to have the children married with a matchmaker as well. And during this time, for about a year, they did not get to see each other at all during this stage. And after that stage, then a year later, during the second stage of betrothal, where the couples allowed to see each other for about another year. And at this time, they get to go, perhaps like a date would be today, they get to go over to each other's families and see each other and eat with together, but they could not be intimate with each other. Although they already look upon as husband and wife, except for the husband and wife part. And it's so serious that if they happen to be separate or terminate this contract, it has to be done with a divorce. And after they gone through this second stage, then the third stage, which we call the marriage proper, where the two families with their families and friends, and they'll get together, and they will take the couples into the temple or the church, and then they'll be blessed by the priest, and then and only then they can come together. Now, Mary was pregnant with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit during the second stage. And that is why, in today's gospel, we hear about Saint Joseph. He was forever the quiet one. He kind of saw the bumps, and he said, "Well, at this stage, we're not supposed to be intimate yet, and so what's going on here?" So instead of exposing Mary to the law and all the difficulties she would face, Joseph decided to divorce her quietly. He said, "Divorce? They're only in the second stage." And so such was his intention when the angel appeared to him and told him that all these were done by God through the angel Gabriel's message. And so he woke up and he did according to God's will. Now, as you know, that Saint Joseph is the patron saint for many things, for example, for all the workers, for all the carpenters, even for the universal church. But you probably didn't know that he's also a patron saint, as I made it up for him anyway, for all the couples who are about to be engaged. There was a young lady who forever she prayed that she would find a suitable husband who was God-fearing and people-loving and would be dedicated and honored to God and to the family. And forever she prayed and nothing happened, and she got his little statue, St. Joseph, in her room, and she would pray every night that God would send, St. Joseph would send her a beautiful, honorable, and loving husband. Nothing happened. Months and turns into years. And so one day she got frustrated. Said, "St. Joseph, all I asked you, sent me a husband, and you never did." So took the statue of St. Joseph and threw it outside the window. happened to be a young man walking by her house. And a statue fell, hit him right on the head, split his head open, blood coming out. And so he ran into the house and he asked for help, that somebody could help him. And she ran out and he saw her and said, "What happened to you?" she asked. He said, "I don't know. I was just walking through by here. And from the sky, St. Joseph's statue came down and hit me right on the head." So she helped bandage him up and they talked. And eventually they fell in love and they married each other. Now don't do that and you go home. And so St. Joseph was forever the one who kept the family together. Now that's the second point to today's gospel, and that is about St. Matthew. He began his gospel with a genealogy where Jesus came into the human family. Emmanuel, God is with us. And he ended his gospel with Emmanuel, God is with us. And God is with us in many different forms. But for Matthew, God, the last greatest things was that God becoming man, to become one of us. And God is still with us in many different ways. In a few ways I'd like to illustrate this. The first is God is with us through nature. So you know that God creates the world and all within it, and then not only that, some religion might say that God created it and he just leave us by itself to his own perils. But actually in our religion, we believe that God not only creating it, but God also sustaining it. I was told in the theology class that if God doesn't concentrate on us, focus on us all the time, if he happens to take his face away, he turned his face away, we will cease to exist. Will perish. Now just imagine how often we turn away from God. Without God sustaining us, we will cease to be. And so that's the first way God is with us, and by sustaining us with our existence after having created us. God is with us also in the second way, is that God through the scriptures. As you know, prior to the high-tech age when we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and email, and all these things, people used to write letters. Parents to their children before they pass on, or children would write to their parents when they leave the home. And we often would treasure those letters, and we would hold on to them. And when we are feel down and out, we open it up and we read them, and we would be able to revive ourselves because there's somebody out there who would love us enough to forever want to be with us. And that is what the scripture is for us. It's God's love letter to us. May we never neglect to read the scriptures. That way you might be reminded of how much God loves us and how close God is to us. In it you will find prophets telling about the nation of Israel, that there's no other nations on earth that's more blessed than Israel because they have God who is so close to them. And that's us. We are beneficiary of that as well. And God is with us in another way, that's through his incarnation. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, becoming one like us. And he's with us, perhaps you might think 2,000 years ago, but he's still with us today. As you know, he said, "I will remain with you until the end of time." He did that by instituting the Holy Eucharist, where bread and wine, the works of human hands, becomes the food for eternal life. Body and blood of Jesus Christ. And so as we gather here on this week, we're reminded that indeed God is coming to be one like us, to be with us. It was during this time a few years ago when on the comics page of the back of the newspaper, on the Peanuts page, where in it is a story between Linus and Charlie Brown. And Charlie Brown asked Linus, "What is this thing about Christmas? What happens at Christmas?" And so Linus went to the shelf and he got out the Bible and he picked out the verses today, was from St. Matthew. And he read to him, "And the virgin shall be with child, and they will name him Emmanuel. God is with us. And Charlie Brown looked at Linus and said, if that is the case, then who needs Santa Claus? Indeed, who needs Santa Claus? If God loves us so much that he gives us himself, who needs Santa Claus? But we live in a culture nowadays where everything is topsy-turvy. We embrace Santa Claus with all our hearts, and we preach his legends and traditions. Santa Claus is only a mere creature, one of the many creatures that God created. We embraced him, we accept him, we loved him, but at the same time we reject its creator, Jesus himself. We do not accept him. Some even rightly reject him. Can't say Merry Christmas because it's offensive. Christ is offensive to people, but Santa Claus is okay. So as you know, that it reminds us that we need to be mindful of, during the season, of the gifts we're about to receive. Not Santa Claus, not any new technology, but Christ himself, who is Emmanuel. God is with us. As we go about throughout this week, as we're preparing ourselves for the celebration of the first coming of Christ, may we be mindful of the fact that indeed God is always with us. May we make ourselves available, open to Christ, that we might be with him. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord is the earth and its fullness, and so we pray for the needs of all upon the earth.
That Christians might proclaim that God is with us in their actions of generosity, righteousness, and justice. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That world leaders might acknowledge God's reign and in turn care for and protect even the least of their people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those traveling during the coming holidays, for the grace of good companionship and a safe return home, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now let us pray for the repose of the soul of Julia Acock, wife of the late Deacon Bruce Acock. May she be with her Savior in paradise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Yolanda Salazar Robinson, Beatrice F. Castillo, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Joe Cueva, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin Jr., let us pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts.
For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty and loving God, your birth give us signs of hope and fulfill your promises. Hear these our prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and open for us the way to eternal salvation. That when he comes again in glory and majesty, and noise at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We pray that the Lord and of his resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, only say the word.
rouse us and shake us.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. As you know, that Christmas is next Sunday, and so after the 12:30 Mass today, we will decorate for the Christmas coming. Today we'll need all the muscles, the men, to carry all the stages for the nativity set and the trees and the poinsettias. And so after the 12:30 Mass, around 1:30, if you're available, we'd love to have you. And then the ladies will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. We need your beautiful touch to come out and make sure everything's in its proper place. And hopefully we'll have it finished in 2 days, in time for Christmas. And also we have the calendars. The ushers will be passing out to you today. Just one per family for now. And then on January 1st, when you come to Mass, if we have any left over, you can...
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.